Brooke Dixon, retired chief of police in Eddyville. And about 4 years ago, I started Bad Bandit Rub and Seasoning and started out with just one blend. And now I have six SKUs. I got four blends of seasoning, and now I have a buffalo sauce and a barbecue sauce. I'm doing a lot of festivals. But the one I really want to talk about is the Black Patch hometown. Our hometown festival. As everybody knows, Willie Harper out there, the jailer, is he's going through some rough times right now. And as a community, we always seem to come together for our family and friends. We just got together with Trevor Prowl with Prowl Lawn Care Service, and he and I sat down and talked about maybe doing a little bit of a fundraiser for Willie. And so what we're going to do is raffle off several items. We've had several sponsors that have given items like a weed eater, a chainsaw, tools, jigsaws. Adams Breezy Hill gave an $80 gift certificate. Trevor's going to be donating a lawn care service. I'm going to be donating a full package of the Bad Bandit product line. And we're just going to do a raffle and try to raise some money for Willie. And also, in addition, I'm going to be donating $1 for every bottle sold. I'll be donating $1 to the fund as well. I know it's not a lot, but any help we can give is worth it. They're doing a lot of traveling back and forth to doctor's appointments. Hopefully we can raise some good money for Willie and his family, and hopefully offset some of these costs that they're incurring right now.
Just ask you, a while ago off air, we were talking about North Carolina. Seems like, you know, here lately, a lot of us have been talking about natural disasters and folks that we know that are sick and community members that needed help. And don't get me wrong, I don't think those things are ever going to completely go away. I mean, it is life. Makes you want to hug yours tighter.
Exactly. And one thing I talked about with my friend Shannon in North Carolina, it's amazing how humbled you get when something like that happens. As a small town, you know, we always have these little tiny bickerings back and forth between people, politics or whatever. And when something like that happens, all that seems to go away. It's just about helping your neighbor. If your neighbor needs something, you get it for them. All that other stuff in the world doesn't matter at the end of the day. It's about making sure that your family and your friends and your neighbors are taken care of. And then when things get back to normal, you can go back to arguing if you want to. Honestly, that's how things should go. When things get hard, all that other stuff is meaningless, and we need to focus on what our purpose is in life, and that's taking care of each other. It's not focus on stuff that we can't control from thousands of miles away.
So look for the Bad Bandit booth at Black Patch, right? The Bad Bandit Black Patch booth.
Mm-hmm. I got a 10 by 20 this year. So my booth is a little bit bigger because my product line is growing. So my flags will still be flying high, so everybody can pick it out in the crowd and just come by, say hello. Also, on a little sign that I'll have is a QR code. I think it's Venmo for Willie. If anybody wants to just donate directly to them, they're more than welcome to do so by using that QR code on Venmo. If you want to donate any money through my PayPal or whatever, I promise you every single penny will go to them. So come by and see us, and hopefully everybody has a great and safe time.
Remind us, do we have to get the raffle tickets there the day of a Black Patch?
Yes. So the raffle tickets will be doing there at the booth. Trevor will have a booth as well, and you get tickets there. And what we're going to do is at the end of the day, we're probably around 7:30, 8 o'clock, we're going to gather both of our buckets of tickets together, and then we'll draw for each item. And then so you'll just put your name and phone number down on a piece of paper, and we'll write which numbers you have, which tickets. So if you buy 10 tickets, we'll know the numbers that were in there, and then we'll call you and say, hey, this is what you won. Come by the booth and get it. I think it's $1 per ticket, and you'll get 6 tickets for 5 and 15 tickets for 10.
Do they have to be present to win, Brooke?
No, they do not. Do not have to be present to win. I'm going to probably do the drawing probably around 8:15, something like that. Do not have to be present. And when I call you, we'll make arrangements for you to get your prize that you won. We'll make that happen.